to lift God up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. If you want it, you can have it. Hallelujah. But it's going to take faith to obtain it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. Hallelujah. This afternoon, I'm excited about God. I'm excited about the move of his spirit. I'm excited about his word. I'm excited about my faith being increased. Hallelujah. I'm excited about going from faith to faith and glory to glory. I'm excited about, hallelujah, Jesus, access to a new room in the spirit. I'm excited about spiritual maturation. I'm excited about, hallelujah, Jesus, the grace to endure to the end, even in these trying times. Hallelujah. I'm excited about nothing being able to separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. And that is a reason to praise him. Hallelujah. That is a reason to lift him up. Hallelujah. That is the reason to sound your trumpet. Hallelujah. Let your voice, Prince, be heard. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's many that can't open up their mouth and praise him.
Hallelujah.
But I'm going to sound my trumpet this morning. I'm going to lift him up this morning.
Hallelujah.
Heard in the heavens.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, this morning. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, thank you, Jesus.
Every time I think of the praise and the honor of Jesus and all that He has done for me, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I think of His goodness.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Oh, I just gotta praise Him. When I look over my life, I just gotta lift Him up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Father God, I come into your presence on today, O God. Lord God, I come today, O God, on behalf of everyone on the line and that those who might call in, O God. Lord God, we come today with humility, O God. Lord God, we come into your throne room bowing down, O God, to worship you, O God. Lord God, we come to you today with our minds and our hearts stayed on you, O God. Lord God, no matter what comes up against us, O God, we trust you, O God. Lord God, we put our trust in you, O God. Lord God, we thank you today, O God, for another day, O God, that we come to your presence, O God. Lord God, we thank you for blessing our families and our children, O God. Lord God, but we look unto you for where our help comes from the Lord, O God. Lord God, it is a privilege and an honor to serve you, O God. And Lord God, we lift you up on today, O God. We don't take you for granted, O God. But Lord God, we thank you, O God. Lord God, we got our hearts and our minds stayed on you, O God. And Father, I ask you on today, O God. Lord God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, O God. And Father, if it had not been for you, O God, where would we be, O God? So Father, today, O God, we lift you up on today, O God. Lord God, we ask you, O God, to release a word on today, O God. And Father God, we just thank you, O God, in spite of everything we're going through, O God. We thank you and we thank you and we lift you up and exalt your holy name, O God, in the precious blood of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, thank Lord. You. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory, God.
Glory to
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is hallelujah. Tomorrow. Are you ready with poem for us?
Hallelujah.
We're going to have a poem by Sister Tamara Williams.
Okay. This is taken from Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to thy name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and proclaim your faithfulness into the night. Make
yes.
music upon the 10 strings and with psaltery and harp a solemn sound. For the works of thy hand are so amazing, with a voice of triumph I resound. O Lord, how great are the things thou hast made. Thy thoughts are so very deep that a shallow man's mind can't comprehend them, and a fool's understanding can't keep. Lord, your righteous name is to be exalted, for goodness to you is so cherished that the evil enemies that are before you must all be scattered and perish. But my voice shalt thou extol. I shall be anointed with fresh oil, and mine eyes shall arise and behold to see the plans of my enemies foiled. For in the house of the Lord God's holy temple, only the righteous live and belong. They're like palm trees bearing good fruit and thriving, growing green and prosperous and strong with their God who's their justice and protection. For in him they can never be wrong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Praise God. We thank God for that. Amen. For that divine poetry this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we really have to keep our trust in the Lord. We have to abide there. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. For he alone, he is our provision. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. For
amen.
How he used Sister Tamara. Amen. Hallelujah. In poetry. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, on today, hallelujah, Jesus, I believe that from the Sunday school to the poetry to the prayer, amen, that God has been speaking to us, amen, concerning faith, amen, concerning faith, praise God. And those of you that have your Bibles, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, amen, hallelujah. And you find that in Hebrews chapter 11, amen, there are so many different testaments, amen, that the Bible inspired, amen, of people that have overcome by faith, how they have, amen, received a good report, amen, from God by faith, how it was accounted unto them righteousness by faith, how they gave, hallelujah, Jesus, how Abel gave a better sacrifice than Cain. That was because Abel gave it by faith. Amen, hallelujah, beloved. Mm-hmm. And so we want to read these scriptures, amen, that they may minister to your soul, amen, because faith come by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. Amen. So wherever there may be lack or wherever your faith may be misplaced or wherever the enemy tried to sow an evil seed, this word of faith today is going to pluck it up. Amen. This word of faith today is going to pull it up with all of its roots. Amen. This word of faith is going to turn you around and set your feet on solid ground. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And so I believe, amen, that there is a word from the Lord on today, amen, hallelujah, to instruct us, to direct us, amen, that we can come, that we can move away from the crossroad and stay on the straight and narrow path, amen, hallelujah, Jesus,
amen.
Because, beloved, I believe that we are going to make to keep believing. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not
amen.
Enough that we
amen.
Believe in just anything. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We have faith in all kinds of things. Sometimes we have faith, amen, in the SSI check, the Social Security check, or in the check that comes from the job. Why?
Amen.
Because we work for it, praise God. So we believe that, amen, at that time after working, that there is a time that is set, amen, that we are to receive it, amen. But I'm not asking
amen.
You to place your faith in that. Today I'm asking you according to what God has inspired through his word, amen, that you put your faith in Christ and his finished work at the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you put
amen.
Your faith in every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. That you just believe on him from whom your provision comes. Believe on your creator. Hallelujah. Your maker. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. And so as we read these testaments and these testimonies, amen, I believe that God is going to speak into your personal situation. Amen. I believe that the word of God today, amen, is bringing about a change, that is bringing about a shift, that is bringing about, amen, hallelujah, your abundance, amen, that is turning your lack into abundance, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because our God is able, hallelujah. And as she is reading, amen, as the reader is reading, amen, I want you to pay attention to how does this definition of faith or belief change your perspective on living a life that is faithful to Christ. Amen. Beloved, we have to learn to be faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. And faithfulness, amen, is remaining loyal and steadfast. Amen. And so, beloved, you will find that as we begin to read Hebrews 11, amen, hallelujah, I believe that the Holy Spirit is encouraging us that we remain faithful, amen, and steadfast. Fast in the faith. Amen. For the Bible
amen.
Says in the last days that there will be many that fall away from the faith. Amen. They will still be a part of the church, but they will stop believing. Amen. So this is why he gave us passes. This is why he gave us the fivefold ministerial gifts. Amen. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. Amen. That your faith can be strong in God. Hallelujah. The reason why we gather is so that your faith can be built through the word that you hear. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we just want to encourage you in your journey. Amen. Hallelujah, because we know that we are not of this world, that we are just passing through, that we are pilgrims just passing through, that there is a new city that is being prepared for us. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God.
Hallelujah.
And we want to set our mind on the things that are eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I grew up in a household where my mother always, amen, hallelujah, she always made sure, amen, that her house was in order. I remember even from us being little kids, we knew what dress she wanted to be in if she was to transition while we were young. Amen. We knew where the papers were, amen, to be able to take care of her business. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We knew her plans, amen, because no man knows the hour. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we was taught from a young age to set your affairs in order. Amen. And it was just the other day that she changed her dress and she ordered this dress and she said, well, this is a dress, amen, that I want to be laid to rest in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so she said, and I'm sending it to your house. Amen. Hallelujah. And I really did not want to hear that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But what God placed in my spirit, amen, that she knows that she's just passing through. Amen. She knows that this is not her final destination. Hallelujah. That she knows, hallelujah, that she, even though living here, that once she transitioned, that she's going to live again. But she will be present with God. Amen. That, amen, hallelujah, that eternity, and that our spirit is in us moaning and groaning. Amen. Just to be
amen.
With God where he is.
Amen.
Just to him face to face, just to be in that
mm-hmm.
fellowship again. Amen. Hallelujah. And if I would approach
mm-hmm.
that thing with a carnal mind, amen, I would have been all messed up. Hallelujah. But I thank God for the ministering of his spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. That she is preparing to be with her Lord. And I have a mindset. Hallelujah, my God, that I too in this journey on this side of glory, that I am living this life as preparation and readiness to be with Jesus when he comes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we got to live it on purpose. You got to know that this is not all that it is. You got to know that there is something better. You have to know that we just have a deposit of eternity on the inside, but the fullness of the promise soon comes. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to keep the hope and keep the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God,
Amen.
This is not all that it is. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And what we're hoping for are the things that we have not seen yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because when you can hope for what you can see with the natural eye, that's not hope at all. Hallelujah. You can go out and buy that and purchase that and work for that and make that. Hallelujah. But the gift of God, the gift of eternal life, hallelujah. The love of God, hallelujah. And so, beloved, we want to see, amen, the testament on how we can please God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if you have Hebrews 11, amen, Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you read and read loudly and clearly. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
From verse 1, hallelujah, from verse 1 down to, amen, verse, amen, 16. Amen. And then, Sister Tamara, I'm going to ask that you pick up at verse 17, amen, and read down to verse, amen, 28, amen. And then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask that, hallelujah, prophetess Margaret, that you pick up at verse 29, amen, and read to the completion. Amen, which is verse 40. We have 40 scriptures here, but we came today to hear the word. We came today to fellowship with God. We came today that we may receive our provision. Amen. So, Sister Latasha, I release the line to you for you to read, amen, the first portion of scripture.
Amen. The first portion is in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Amen.
By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. By it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore spring there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they have say, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunities to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Was, pick up at 17, Sister Tamara.
Lord, praise God. It was faith that made Abraham offer his son Isaac at the sacrifice when God put Abraham to the test. Abraham was the one to whom God had made the promise, yet he was ready to offer his only son as a sacrifice. God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that you will have the descendants I promised." Abraham reckoned that God was able to raise Isaac from death, and so to speak, Abraham did receive Isaac back from death. It was faith that made Isaac promise blessings for the future to Jacob and Esau. It was faith that made Jacob bless each of the sons of Joseph just before he died. He leaned on the top of his walking stick and worshipped God. It was faith that made Joseph, when he was about to die, speak of the departure of the Israelites from Egypt and leave instructions about what should be done with his body. It was faith that made the parents of Moses hide him for 3 months after he was born. They saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's order. It was faith that made Moses, when he had grown up, refuse to be called the son of the king's daughter. He preferred to suffer with God's people rather than to enjoy sin for a little while. He reckoned that to suffer scorn for the Messiah was worth far more than all the treasures of Egypt, for he kept his eyes on the future reward. It was faith that made Moses leave Egypt without being afraid of the king's anger. As though he saw the invisible God, he refused to turn back. It was faith that made him establish the Passover and order the blood to be sprinkled on the doors so that the angel of death would not kill the firstborn sons of the Israelites.
Yes, woman of God, Sister Prophetess Margaret, are you able to pick up from 28? Amen. So we go on to ask Sister Tatiana, are you able to read? Are you able to read, Prophetess?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise God.
Hebrews 11 and 28.
Yes, you stopped at 27, Sister Tamara?
No, I read up to 28.
Oh, so she read up to 28. So, okay, you can start at 28.
All right. Yes, ma'am. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did leave when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and in caves of the earth. And all of these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Amen. And the word of God is blessed, beloved. Amen. And the scripture that I want to bring to your attention, amen, hallelujah, is verse 6, where it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And so in this journey, amen, of eternal life, amen, hallelujah, that we are pilgrims in the earth, amen, entering into the rest in the work of Jesus Christ, amen, in the proclamation of the gospel, amen, hallelujah, my God, that the only way that we are going to please God is by faith. The Bible says here that by faith, many of the prophets and the people of old received a favorable report. Even Sarah, who was past her time and whose womb was dead, by faith did God strengthen her womb that she could conceive a child. Amen. Praise God. And then the Bible speaks of how Sarah first laughed in doubt. Amen. But she then laughed in faith. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Beloved, hallelujah. Amen. Listen, I want to encourage you in this day. Amen. If you really want to please God, if that is your goal, if that is your purpose, if that is your focus, the only way that God is going to be pleased by you, amen, hallelujah, is that you must walk by faith. You must live by faith, amen, hallelujah. And your faith must not be misplaced, but it must be anchored in Christ, amen, hallelujah. It must be anchored in Christ, his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, praise God, amen. When the woman of God read this last verse, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God's name, hallelujah, and it said, and these all, having obtained a good report, through faith received not the promise, amen, hallelujah, they walked by faith in hope of the promise that has not manifested yet. But, beloved, we have received the promise. We have received the deposit of eternity on the inside to help us, amen, hallelujah, to be able to walk by faith, amen. We have a helper, amen, that is walking in us, talking in us, guiding us, amen, reminding us, amen, of the word of God, hallelujah, Jesus, my God, hallelujah. And I believe that God is releasing this word because he wants you to trust him and no other. He wants you to know that when you come to him by faith, that you must believe that he is God, that you must believe, hallelujah, my God, that you can trust in every promise, regardless of what it looks like and what it is. What you need to know is that he is God, that he is the creator, that he is sovereign, that he is your help, that he is your salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Christ is your salvation. Amen. Amen. God is directing us. Amen. He's refocusing Amen. Us that we can be focused in these last and evil days. Amen. Some of us are seeing things that we have never seen before. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And how we're going to believe God through these times, I never thought that I would see a time, amen, amen, where those that are called or that are being paid to serve and protect us are blatantly taking our life. Amen. I never thought that I would see that time. Hallelujah. I never thought I would see a time where we have a president, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, that rewarded supremacy, amen, that did that time where it would be so blatant and so open, and where God would just pull the cover off and expose it all, because he is the revelation and the light. My God, I never thought that we would see this time, amen, where the wars that are taking place is taking place on our soil. Hallelujah, Jesus. On the soil of the United States of America. I never thought that I would see that time. But we also living in a time where we also have to learn to believe what we say that we believe. It's time that our faith have worked. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Because I'm going to take you to James for a minute. Beloved, having faith is not just enough. Your faith must be anchored in the right place, and that faith must have works. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Because your faith is going to produce something based on what is fueling it. Amen? Hallelujah. See, because the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. Amen? But if something else is inspiring your faith, your faith is not going to produce the fruit of works. Your faith is going to produce other things, amen? If your faith is misplaced, fear may burst forth. If your faith is misplaced, worry may burst forth. If your faith is misplaced, anxiety may burst forth. If your faith is misplaced, amen? There are other things that God did not give unto us. He did not give us the spirit of fear. Amen. Hallelujah. So these things have no business working. And so, beloved, amen, we have to begin to be accountable. What is it that we're really, really believing if we don't have no peace? If these things are truly taking place, should we not check our faith? Should we not re-anchor it in Christ? Amen. I want to give you this testimony after I read 1 Timothy. Amen. 1 Timothy, amen, chapter 6. Amen. Hallelujah. No, that's not. I want to read James, amen, 2, verses 14 through 26. It says, what doeth it profit, my brethren, through a man say he have faith? Now, we say we have faith, amen? So this can't be faith with lip service, amen? And have not worked. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, devil, you a lie, you gonna loose my eyes in the name of Jesus. Thou hast faith, and I have worked. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Amen. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. And so if our body, if God would take back his spirit, this body would lay down and could not work. Amen. It would be dead. It would go back to the dust of the earth. And the Bible is telling us, amen, just as the body without the spirit is dead, so is your faith without works dead. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, it's time for your faith to be fruitful. It's time for your faith to be at work in trying times. It's time for your faith to be at work in times when oppression and depression and mental anguish come upon you. It's time for your faith to be at work, hallelujah, when your faith is being tested and tried, praise God. I'm going to give you this testimony, hallelujah, Jesus. I was changing, amen, the doorknobs, amen, hallelujah, on all the doors, amen, in my bathroom. And I have 3 doors, amen. I believe in helping myself, amen. I believe in praying to God for revelation, knowledge, and strength, amen, to be able to do things that I have not normally been doing, amen. And so I said, before I pay someone to do this job, amen, hallelujah, I'm going to try to change my own doorknob, praise God. And so the first one that I changed went well, praise God. But when I went to change the second one, it was the door to my closet, and I was working from inside the closet and not outside the closet. Amen, praise God. And I put a portion of it on, and when I closed the door, it locked me in, praise God. And I had this screwdriver, and I turned it in every which way I can, but it was not catching. Beloved, I tell you, amen, the enemy took that as opportunity to be able to speak to my flesh, praise God. And I tell you, fear began to come up, worry began to come up, anxiety began to come up. And I was on the telephone speaking to a friend, and I told this friend I have to go because I didn't want him to witness me act a fool, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, God, I'm in this house alone. I don't have nobody to call for, but now I'm here locked in this closet, praise God. And I don't like being locked into small spaces, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. The mind is a battleground, and the battle is for real, praise God. I got off the phone because I said I need to speak to my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wasn't going to cry out and act crazy. Why? Because I had unlimited access to the throne of grace, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when I spoke to God, I wanted to know, how are you going to get me out of this situation? Hallelujah. Not how I'm going to get out, how I'm going to let myself out. I said, God, how are you going to get me out of this situation, praise God? And with a still, calm voice, hallelujah, Jesus, God said, use the doorknob. Hallelujah. And when he said, use the doorknob, I picked up the doorknob that was not yet assembled. I said to myself, what is he talking about? Amen. I then stuck the stick that goes into the doorknob. I then stuck it through the hole. And when I turned it, hallelujah, when the Bible says that the word will make you free, hallelujah, Jesus. Because I was bound that moment, amen, in fear and anxiety. And the enemy was throwing everything at me at one time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. But one word from God, my faith in that word, produced grace me to obey. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you got to believe the word of God all the way. While you're going through the fire, you got to believe the word. If you're going through the waters or the flood, you got to believe the word. If it is a storm, you got to believe.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And that faith is going to produce works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The doorknob. Hallelujah, Jesus. I didn't know that it was going to be that simple, but only God knew that I could not spend another minute in that closet. Amen. The enemy,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. season. He wants to kick you when you're down. He wants to drag you when you're down. He wants to, hallelujah, speak to the fear that is already present from the works of the flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God. But I thank God that my ears is anointed to hear good news that bringeth peace. I thank God. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
so,
you,
beloved,
Jesus.
I want to encourage you that I don't care how hard it gets or how bad it looks. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus of water.
Hallelujah.
Diligently seek him. My God, you must seek God. Amen. At that moment, hallelujah, that closet could have became many things for me. It could have been a tomb. Amen. It could have been a prison. Amen. But I decided to worship. I decided to speak to God. I decided to build an altar. I decided to enter into the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Beloved, you are making choices, whether you believe it or not. Hallelujah. You make a choice to enter into fear. You make a choice to enter into doubt. You make a choice to enter into unbelief. Why not make a choice just to believe? Why not make a choice, hallelujah, to fight
this
fight of faith? Sometimes, hallelujah, we're fighting all kinds of things. But the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but your provision is coming from your faith in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have the promise. Hallelujah. We have witnessed it. My God, we have received the spirit of adoption where we are able to call Abba Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. The saints of old, they hope for the promise. But we receive the promise, and we shall all enter in together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. And so, beloved, the only way that you can please God is by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to let your faith in Christ, amen, hallelujah, be the forefront of every situation and circumstance. We don't have to be desperate for nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why? Because God, he is the provider of our every need. Praise God. Every land, every property. Hallelujah. My God, whatever it is that you desire. Amen. I loved it when that young lady sang, if you want it, you can have it. But beloved, you can only obtain it by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it's taking you a long, long time to get it, check out your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because this thing, in order for us to receive an excellent report, faith must be anchored in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I believe that what God is saying unto me, hallelujah, saying unto us today, amen, hallelujah, that I have sent my word on assignment unto you, that if you have faith, if you believe every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, you do well. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I love it. Amen. What the Bible said in James, that even the demons believe and they tremble. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, just believe. Hallelujah. And let that faith that you have, let it produce some fruit. Let it produce some works. Hallelujah. Because the word of God comes as an inspiration. The word of God comes to endow you with power from on high. The word of God that is spirit and life comes with your provision. The word of God comes to bring you favor, goodness, and grace, and glory. The word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory
hallelujah.
To God's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so if something else is being produced, we know that our faith must be misplaced. Amen. Beloved, I want you to get this. If there's any other type of fruit, amen, because faith in Christ is only going to produce that which is good. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Faith in Christ is only going to produce peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. That if something else is working, you must check your faith. You must re-anchor, reset. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need a reset. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
The other day watching, having a movie night with Asia Sadie, and the TV froze, and it would not work by the remote. It wasn't doing what the remote was telling it to do, or what I was pressing the remote to do. We had to reset it. Amen. Sometimes you have to reset your faith in Christ. You have to keep fighting this good fight of faith. Choose your battles wisely. The enemy wants you to war. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes we war. Hallelujah. My God. Out of familiarity. Amen. Because it's something that we're used to doing. But I'm here to tell you that you are a child of peace. That the battle has been won. That all you have to do is that when you fight this good fight of faith, your provision is coming forth. That peace that surpasses every imagination. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That peace that abolishes confusion. Hallelujah. If you really want to please God, you must do it by faith. Hallelujah. My God is not just able, he's willing. Hallelujah, Jesus. The reason why the children of Israel was able to pass through the Red Sea on dry land, hey, oh, kuriyanderebo santa, was by faith, hallelujah, and the Egyptians was drowned in the same Red Sea because they did not believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Beloved, it's going to take you to believe. Hallelujah, not just believing in anything. Channel your faith. Channel your faith. Put it in Christ. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah. Even in business transactions, know that he is the God of the marketplace. Hallelujah. When it looks like you can lose everything, you can trust God and you can watch him turn it around and watch him replenish. When it looks like the deal is dead, he can revive it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 11 said that mothers whose children was dead was revived and resurrected because of their faith. Hallelujah. Children healed by your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Walk by faith. Live by faith. Talk by faith. Hallelujah. Faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, this word came to make you free today. This word came to liberate you from all doubt and all unbelief. This word, that your anchor may hold in the Christ, your faith anchor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This word came to instruct you and to empower you. How? Hallelujah. In trying times, that all you have to do is believe. You're making a decision anyway. Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. Just let the decision that you make be faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. And that is how we're going to make it. Because, beloved, this race is not won by the swift, but by those that endure to the end. We have to hold fast to the faith, to the faith, and we must finish this race. But listen, we start off believing. We got to believe all the way to the end. Hallelujah. Don't waver in your faith. Just keep believing. Listen, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Just keep believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I declare and I decree that your faith shall not be dead, but that your faith shall have works, your faith shall have work, that you shall be empowered and inspired to do,
God.
Hallelujah, to move, to obey God, to walk out the word, to walk out what it is that you say you believe, to stand strong in what it is that you say that you believe. And we come up against every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of hindrance, and we command you to walk in dry places now. We command that your faith be increased, that even now you are going from faith to faith and glory to glory. that you shall receive a favorable report in the name of Jesus, that your battle shall be won by faith in the name of Jesus, by the blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that your increase is coming by faith, that your prosperity is coming by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, glory
Amen.
To God's name. That your soul shall prosper by faith, by faith, by faith.
Hallelujah.
By faith, you shall please God. By faith, you shall give your body as a living sacrifice. By faith, you shall please God.
Hallelujah.
By faith, people shall be saved, healed, delivered, and made free. By faith, by faith, by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Faith, you shall cast out demons with the finger of God.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
By faith, you shall be uplifted. By faith, hallelujah, you shall mount up on wings as of eagles. By faith, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This faith in Christ, this faith in glory to Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Receive your provision in the name of Jesus. Be ye strengthened by faith.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, you have been made free today, liberated by faith, by faith, by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You shall defeat your enemies by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing, and I mean nothing, shall separate you from the love of God. Nothing, nothing. Because by faith do you will your anchor hold. By faith, Shabbat. And so, beloved, hallelujah, I ask of you, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, this day, hallelujah, how does, amen, these scriptures that, amen, God has given us today, amen, how does faith, amen, change your perspective on living a life that is faithful to Christ? Hallelujah, how does faith, hallelujah, keep you proclaiming the gospel? How does faith keep you walking as Christ, going about doing good, healing the sick, amen, casting out demons, amen, open the eyes of the blind, sharing the good news, amen, faith will
hallelujah.
Make you, faith will make you believe every step of the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Faith will make you hold on when there's nothing to hold on to but Christ. Faith, hallelujah. Faith, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Faith, hallelujah. Many are falling away from the faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God came to empower you. Hallelujah, to empower
Amen.
You. To instruct you. Hold fast. Be steadfast. Be constant in your faith. Amen. Remain loyal to Christ in the faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't give
Amen.
Up. Don't give in. Don't believe another report. Believe the report of the Lord. Believe the report of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Believe
Amen.
The report of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Faith in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. For in the mind of Abraham, Isaac truly died. Hallelujah, Jesus. But when the ram in the thicket was given, amen, he was symbolic of the resurrection of the Christ to come. And we are part of the first fruits. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Already spiritually resurrected, seated in heavenly places with him. How can we doubt from the throne room? How can we doubt from a position of worship?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to believe for our children. Because someone prayed for me by faith, I was set aside and sanctified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Jesus, he didn't let the world use me up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
How we overcome addictions and diseases by faith. Faith in Christ is breaking holes and bondage and shackles. Who in change, Shabbat, even off your mind, get busy. Hey, be ye liberated in Christ. Be ye liberated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If there be one on the line that knows not Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah. You heard the word of God today. Without faith, no man can please God. The key is, what should we believe in? Amen. Jesus said that I am the way. I am the truth and I am life. Hallelujah. Our faith ought to be in Jesus Christ. He is God's plan for salvation. The only way that we can escape the coming wrath of God is to have faith in Christ. For he came down 20 and two generations and he died our death. And he paid our sin debt. He paid the ransom. He paid the ransom, my God. And it doesn't matter what you have done. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, just as Pastor Stanley said this morning, God loves you anyway. He loves you. Jesus died. There's not a sin that you could commit, amen, that the blood cannot blot out.
And glory.
We thank God for the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The sin debt has been paid. This is the good news. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loves you, that whosoever believeth in you shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Praise God. This is a love gift, a gift of love that you can't pay for, that you don't have to borrow against. It's a gift, hallelujah, a gift from God. And if you would just believe on the crucifixion, the death, and the burial, and the resurrected Christ, if you would just believe in God's way of salvation, if you would just believe, if you would just believe, mindsets are being transformed by faith. If you would just believe, change. Change is here. Change is here. If you would just believe, just purpose in your heart, I believe. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe that he resurrected. If you would just believe, accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Meditate upon him now. If you would just believe, confess it with your mouth that I believe that Jesus is Lord. And I believe that he resurrected. Hallelujah. And purpose in your heart to serve him for the balance of your days. You shall be saved. You are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we commit unto you everyone that believes, every heart that you transform, every heart that you prick, every heart that yell, what must I do to be saved? Every heart that said, I believe, hallelujah. We commit them unto you, God, that you can finish the good work that you start. Hallelujah. Keep them in the way of Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, without faith, no man can please God. We're going to give you an opportunity now to give by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. To give by faith. Your tithes belong unto God, but you must give it by faith. Amen. Cain gave a sacrifice, but it was not by faith, so it was rejected. But Abel gave by faith, hallelujah. By faith, give your tithes and give your offering, amen. Whatever God's word says that is due him, amen, the 10%, give it by faith. Faith in his word, obedience to his word. Give your free will offering by faith. Faith, hallelujah. Give your seed and put it on assignment, but give it by faith, hallelujah. Do it with the purpose to please God, hallelujah. Give the first fruit of your increase by faith, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Move in faith, move in faith, move in faith. And you could give it through Cash App at $CSDC12. Again, Cash App, the Cash App name is C as in cat, S as in Sam, D as in David, C as in cat, and the number 12. Amen. Cornerstone Deliverance Church 12, CSDC 12. And you could give through the church website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. If you have PayPal, our PayPal email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have the church app, you can give through the church app. There's a little heart there, giving made easy. But when you give it, give by faith that you can please God in your giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, by faith do I bless everyone that is giving and everyone that desires to give and have not to give, that you may provide for them, that they may be able to give the next time, oh God. Father, we give you this offering by faith, and we ask that you bless it and multiply it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as it is written in your word, as those that obey you by faith, that the devourer is rebuked for the tither, that the windows of heaven is open, pouring out blessings for every offering giver, and that every seed and everything and how they have set their seed on assignment, O God, that you are accomplishing it now according to your word. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it by faith. Receive it by faith. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By faith. By faith. I'm going to release the line of Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, and she's going to further direct us and close us out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless God for the word for today.
Prophetess Cavanaugh, are you able to close us out?
You all hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Amen. Just thanking the Lord for the service and the word and our apostle. Let us prepare our heart to release the line, but stay in his presence. O most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you for this word that was planted today. We thank you right now, God, for what you, how you're going to cause it to manifest even the more. We thank you for the faith that has been refreshed and the fire that you have placed down on the inside of us. We thank you for what you're going to do this week, amazing in our lives, and what we will show the world, how we reflect. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will stay in your presence forever and ever. It is in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Agape love.
Agape love.